From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. 2010 begins with many people wishing for better job prospects, peace, and security. But the world's problems didn't stop revelers such as these from gathering in Times Square in New York. President Obama issued a New Year's message.
Although our challenges are great, each of us has the courage and determination to rise up and meet them. It's that spirit that has kept the American dream alive for generations. And it is that spirit that will keep it alive for generations to come.
The president is vacationing with his family in Hawaii, where he was born and spent much of his childhood. He is scheduled to return to Washington next week. President Obama has spoken with top Homeland Security officials to get updates on the response to the Christmas Day bomb attempt on a Northwest Airlines flight. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The president is still vacationing in Hawaii, but the final day of 2009 featured multiple phone conversations for him, starting with John Brennan, the White House Homeland Security and Counterterrorism Advisor, followed by Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano. Enhanced passenger screening and other security measures were put in place following the incident aboard Flight 253. But the president says the entire system of aviation security needs to be looked at. That review is underway. Mr. Obama will be back in Washington next week and says he'll convene officials from all relevant agencies at the White House for a meeting to discuss ways to improve the system. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.
The new year started on an unusually positive note in South Asia. Two media groups are encouraging peace. NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
The first decade of the 21st century has been a difficult one for India and Pakistan. They came close to war, then started trying to make peace, then stopped doing so after the attack on Mumbai in late 2008. Today, their citizens awoke to find an unusual message of peace emblazoned across their newspapers. The front page of the Times of India bears the words "Love Pakistan" above an editorial arguing it's time for an end to the terror, hatred and fanaticism that's bedeviled their relations for so long. A similar message dominated the Pakistani newspaper, The Daily News. It's all part of a new joint peace initiative by two media corporations, Jang and The Times of India. They've conducted nationwide surveys, which found the majority of the 1.5 billion people of the subcontinent want to live as friendly neighbors. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.
But there were new missile attacks in Pakistan today. A missile struck a car in northwestern Pakistan. It was carrying suspected militants. At least 3 people were killed. Another attack killed at least 2 people in the same region last night. Who fired the missiles has not been confirmed. The U.S. has been carrying out airstrikes in the region for some time. Financial markets are closed for New Year's Day today. Stocks ended lower yesterday. This is NPR News. Justice Department officials say they are reviewing a judge's decision to drop all charges against 5 former Blackwater security contractors. The guards were accused of killing unarmed civilians in Iraq in a Baghdad shooting incident in 2007. A U.S. district judge ruled the prosecution violated the defendant's constitutional rights by using sworn statements made under a promise of immunity to build its case. The Department of Homeland Security is extending the deadline for states to comply with the Real ID Act. The original deadline was the end of last year. The law requires more stringent standards for issuing driver's licenses. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The deadline for implementing Real ID was extended for the simple reason that 46 of the 56 states and territories that issued driver's licenses said they couldn't meet it. They'll now have until May 2011 to do so. Without an extension, driver's licenses from states not in compliance couldn't be used as IDs by travelers at airports, and that would likely create long lines at security checkpoints during the busy holiday season. Real ID was approved by Congress as a way to address concerns after 9/11 that it was too easy to acquire driver's licenses, but states have long argued the measure was unworkable and an unfunded mandate. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano has called on Congress to approve a measure called Pass ID, which states say would be easier to implement. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Same-sex couples may now marry in New Hampshire. Shortly after midnight, about 15 couples exchanged vows outside the State House in Concord. New Hampshire is the 5th state to allow same-sex marriage. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.